I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, Adventure Gateers. It's Hal Lublin, your favorite Work Juice player, with exciting news. The Thrilling Adventure Hour returns live on December 2nd, 2023, for two shows at the Bourbon Room in Hollywood. Better news! The 6:30 show and the 8:30 show will be two completely different scripts. And we've got all the Work Juice players, including Mark Evan Jackson, Paul F. Tompkins, Paget Brewster, and, you know, like I said, everyone you love. Plus, special surprise guests. There are two seating tiers for each show. The Seats Plus Treats tier gives you guaranteed seating plus a thrilling swag bag. The GA tier is general admission to watch the show. Even better, the Seats Plus Treats tier for the 8:30 show includes a post-show live karaoke with the cast, including me. We'll be singing some of our favorite songs with the live band. It's going to be a blast. Tickets to both shows are available right now. Go to bourbonroomhollywood.com and join us on December 2nd for these special shows. That's bourbonroomhollywood.com for tickets. Pow!
Apocalypse came with a mumble, a groan, a series of tiny accidents and bad decisions and willful callowness. Until one day, society was a relic of the past, and the future was left to the monsters.
In here, hurry!
Go, save yourself! Leave me to them!
Fine!
What? But no, you're supposed to... Jeez, trapeze, Rhoda! I thought you'd come back here and help me!
It's like six stairs, Jarvis! You can climb them!
In my condition?
What condition?
Winded! From running!
Jarvis, get up those steps and get into this poorly secured log cabin, or I will leave you here to the Shambly boys.
It is so weird you won't just say zombies.
And it's so weird that you've let the bleak despondency overtake you to the extent that you won't climb up six steps to save yourself.
I don't have the bleak despondency. It's like a not-so-great despondency. Far from ideal despondency. No, you know what? Let's just say it's gray with a chance of darkening to full-on abasement, okay? Right now, it's just a loose gloom.
You know you've been like this since high school, right?
So leave me here!
You wish. You stand up straight like the last guy in that Road to Homo Sapiens illustration. Climb these steps like your renowned climber and abortion advocate, Sir Edmund Hillary, and block the door behind you like
the walls of Jericho?
That was destroyed by a bunch of guys with a trumpets. We're gonna have to do better than that. And we're gonna have to do it right now.
Oh, all right, I'm coming.
You didn't have to sound so reticent.
I promise, I wasn't reticent. I do want to live.
So do I.
I have a reason to live.
Me too. And we'll get it there. We're gonna find the Outlast Underground.
No. Not that.
Jarvis.
I have another reason to live.
Oh boy. Jarv! Being alive is the only reason that anyone needs to go on living.
Since I first met you, when we were the only two ninth graders in detention, and I asked you what you were in for, and you said...
Shooting dice.
I thought you meant like gambling.
But I didn't.
No, you meant with a shotgun.
Yep.
That was the reason I ran immediately to you after the lockdown lifted and government corporation daddy left us to our own devices against the undead. But after these past few years of traveling together, losing you, finding you again, losing you again, having my hand chopped off by a small town despot, escaping and finding you again, and then winding up here, I know the real reason is because I'm...
Hey! Are those undeadzos breaking in?
Are you using zombies possibly breaching this cabin as an avoidance tactic?
No. Oh, criminy, no. I thought I heard the Bitey Brigade. I guess not.
So we can talk about this?
Oh, I would love to. Pal, my friend, amigo, buddy. But I'm... Whoa, here they come. They're man-eaters.
Will you just say zombies for crying out loud? Which...
Oh, God, they're in! The zombies are in the cabin! Oh.
Our new world is a world of shambling monsters. It is a world of sloppy judgment and diffused morals. But from the cinders of this obliterated civilization has risen a hero, a person of sublime physicality, of acute responsiveness, of consummate talents, and of sartorial splendor. She is...
You ho-hos trying to turn yourselves into gorps for a corpse, leaving the cabin windows open like this?
Well, in our defense, the zombies broke the windows. We had them closed.
We'll board them up! You, go see if you can find some boards and hammers and nails.
On it. Thanks, Miss America.
For what?
For saving our lives, of course.
Oh, I thought you meant thanks for saving you from a really inconvenient conversation.
I mean, yeah, that too.
We'll get a hustle on. I may have splattered the gray matter of this horde all over these cabin walls, but there are more, and they aren't far away. They'll be able to smell our living flesh through these open windows. Zombs have good smelling.
On it. You notice she didn't say the Z word
well,
either.
Well, she did, but she's shortened it. She's Miss America. She's used to moving quickly to survive. She doesn't have time to say two-syllable words.
I sure don't.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Oh, thank goodness you are here, Miss America. I hope you don't die saving us. Sorry, I have a bit of the bleak despondency.
It's going around. And I don't intend to die saving the hide of some dodo who doesn't know better than to declare his little crush on his best friend at the worst possible moment. Not that there's ever a good one.
Wow, you just kind of say all the stuff, don't you?
Well, I only tell the truth. I have to. They put a chip in my head to see to that.
What? Wait, what? Whoa? What? Are you kidding?
I never kid, same chip. The sponsors of the pageant chip every winner. It's a part of our post-competition indoctrination. It's also how they tracked me since I went rogue.
Wait, so Americo could show up any minute and save us?
I dug out part of my skull to destroy part of the chip. Couldn't do it all the way. They'll come, but no time soon. And if Americo shows up, hotshot, believe me, it won't be to save us.
Oh, that's too bad.
You had a whole happily ever after in your head, didn't you?
No.
Uh-huh. Well, take it from me. Happily ever after died with half the population when the virus exploded, and so did parts of Greenland.
Well, all the more reason to tell her how I feel, I say.
First of all, Buttercup.
Jarvis.
Funny name for a misguided clown. I prefer Buttercup.
Wow, does that chip in your head make you unnecessarily rude?
No, that's the grueling physical and psychological torture that the sponsors put me through after affixing a sash to my torso.
Oh, yeah, I could see how that could happen.
And you'll excuse me if I get a little impatient with a smitten dodo bird who selfishly blurts out their littlest desires.
Oh, it's a big desire.
I miss America, Buttercup. You think I've never been in your oversized shoes? I've been the blurter and the blurty, and neither ends well. Your gal pal knows how you feel. She sees it in the way that you stare pied-eyed, like she's the moon, and you're one of those desert lunar loonies who tried to build a rocket after the outbreak broke out. You remember what happened to them?
They blew up Santa Fe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You want to blow up Santa Fe, Jarvis?
If Rhoda asked me to, I would.
Okay, I found some boards. What were you two talking about? Nothing?
I was just about to tell your buddy here that you're perfectly capable of hammering those boards over those windows.
He knows that.
Well, then prove it. I can hear those nibblers on the roof.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Psst, Jarv.
Yeah. What? What now?
I bet your pal has more than once told you she thinks of you as a brother.
No, she hasn't.
Uh-huh. You got a brother, Jarvis?
I did.
Yeah? And would you want to kiss your brother?
No, not now. He turned into a zombie.
Okay, but before that?
Yeah, no, probably not.
So are you gonna let this thing go?
Yeah, no, probably not.
I'm all done. Hey, while I was over there hammering, I got to thinking, and there's something that I really want to ask you, Jarvis.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not what you think it is.
That chip make you a mind reader?
I wish! No. No, I'm cursed with acute responsiveness. Remember billboards? Every human emotion is like one of those to me.
Fine. What did you want to tell me, Rhoda?
Well, first thing is that I am scared. I do think it's important that I say that.
It is. I say it all the time.
No, I know.
I just mean, it's okay, Rhoda. We're all scared.
I'm not. I long for the time I could still experience fear. Anyway, Rhoda.
Okay, Jarvis, you're my best friend.
Go on.
And if it comes to it, I want you to promise me something.
Anything.
Why don't you just hear her out first, Buttercup?
I don't have to. There's nothing Rhoda could ask of me that I wouldn't do.
Good. That's good. Because if I get bit, if the undeados get me, if they turn me.
They won't. We're gonna get out of this. We've gotten out of worse.
But if we don't make it, if I don't make it.
We will, I swear to you.
I'm Jarvis. I am posing a hypothetical.
Well, I don't concede your premise.
You are the most optimistic person I've ever met. You always have been.
And you're the most pessimistic person I've ever met. It's why I know we'll survive together.
So neither of those attributes has a lick to do with survival. I once knew a guy whose glass was so half full he couldn't wear flip-flops.
Because he'd spill.
As shoes, they are the most unpredictable. That optimist name was Craig Scannell, and he's dead now.
But it wasn't his optimism that killed him, right?
No, it was a bus blown sky high in the Santa Fe detonation that had to come down somewhere.
You were at Santa Fe?
If there's a ground zero, Miss America is there.
Okay, but now you're here.
So I am.
Which is why, yes, I am afraid. And it's why Jarvis, if those two men beings get in here.
They won't.
And they get me.
We're not gonna die. Not until.
Man, you are an optimist.
I'm sorry, I just don't want to live in a world where I have to constantly believe that I might die because of zombies.
Then I have some bad news for you.
Listen, both of you, it doesn't matter. I just need to ask you this thing before monsters come through the ceiling or the chimney or the walls or whatever and eat my brains from out of my head like it's a ramen bowl.
God, I miss ramen.
Go ahead. Ask what you want to ask.
Thank you. This is a thing, and it's very important. If they break through and they get me.
They won't.
But if they do.
They won't.
But if they do.
They won't.
And if they turn me into one of them.
Rhoda, I won't let that happen. Miss America won't let that happen.
I don't control the future. I'm not Puerto Rico.
I'm gonna. Puerto Rico. No. You know what? Let's table that because I definitely would like to know more about that. Just, okay. For now, if I get turned into one of those undead brain eating monsters, I want you.
I won't do it. Even though you're acting like a real turkey right now. We've been through so much together. I cannot put a bullet in your brain.
Oh my God. I was not gonna ask you that.
What?
That's so, like, funny that that's what you thought I was gonna ask you. No, 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 no way. No, the opposite. In fact, if I go, I want you to promise to not kill me. Put a bullet in my brain. Oh my God. Grimmett, no way.
Not what you were expecting, was it, Buttercup?
Please stop calling me Buttercup.
Jarv, if you got turned, would you want me to end your life?
No.
Oh my God! You would.
Of course I would!
It's really the best thing for it.
I mean, it's not like I've been thinking about it.
He's been thinking about it.
Will you please stop being intuitive?
You know damn well I wish I could. You think it's a walk in a non-zombie infested park, knowing everybody's greatest nightmares all the time?
Look, I'm just saying, if it happened to me, there's no one else I want to shoot me in the face.
Well, don't do it to me.
I won't.
You promise?
Of course I promise.
Even if she comes after
I'm
you?
I'm not gonna come after
you
him.
You might.
I mean, I guess I might. I don't know. I'd be a hungry, undead thing. I don't think I could control myself,
well,
really.
If you come after me, I will definitely have to shoot your brains out.
Oh my God, you better not!
Then don't come after me!
Well, I'll try not to!
Then I'll try not to shoot your brains out!
Jarv. Thanks.
Is that all you wanted to ask?
That is all she wanted to ask. You know, I think you two are gonna be okay.
Wow. You do, Miss America?
Yeah, not in the long term, but but for the time being, yeah. Wow.
Why do you think that?
Because even though you may not have a lot of time left, you're not about to ruin your friendship by confessing your not so secret love for your best friend.
Yeah. I guess I'm not.
A criminy zombie!
Hey, you said it.
Oh, well, I really feel like by saying the word out loud, I'm able to confront my fears. I feel like I can handle anything. You know what? Bring it on, apocalyptic hell world.
I love you, Rhoda McCarty!
Ah, shit, Jarvis, are you kidding me with this again?
What? Oh, they got me!
They got me too! Oh, God!
Looks like the friendship is ruined in a couple interesting ways. I wish I still had the capacity to find anything interesting. Oh well, I'll leave you two to sort out this quagmire. Before I go, though, I want you to know that it's regular folks like you from whom I fight. Well-intentioned idiots who can't take care of themselves, who constantly put their own physical and emotional welfare in jeopardy.
Thank you, Miss America.
Okay, stop crawling towards me. I can't let you sort out your own quagmire if you come for me. Okay, fine. You not exactly dug your own post grave, so bang, bang.
Heavy is the head that wears the tiara. Tormented is the torso behind the sash. Swiftly fly the feet within the heels. For thus is the burden of her responsibility, as one blighted nation turns its shattered eyes to her for a finer tomorrow. She is Miss America.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.